Do you know what the color is today?
No, I don't.
A congressional report says the terror level alert system used by the Department of Homeland Security is confusing for most people. This is the color code system. Green, blue, yellow, orange, and red. Green is no threat and red maximum danger. We sent Day-to-Day's Shireen Meraji out to conduct the time-tested journalistic technique of the brief street survey, and here's a sample of what she got.
Hi, my name is John Odie. I think right now it should be at red alert.
My name is Susan Bowie. We're in the middle. We're probably always on yellow, though. I don't necessarily believe the whole color scheme and where we really are.
My name is Gordon Bartlett. I think there may be too many colors. I would think that blue, yellow, and red would be sufficient.
Well, maybe there are too many colors, or maybe they shouldn't use colors at all. Why colors anyway? We went looking for an expert in iconography, the study of symbols and how to interpret them, and we found W.J.T. Mitchell. He's a professor at the University of Chicago and the editor-in-chief of the journal Critical Inquiry. Professor Mitchell, this new report says the color alert system needs fixing. Why was it that the government chose colors in the first place?
Well, I think colors have a kind of self-evident ring to them. We're accustomed to responding to colors as unambiguous symbols that tell us what to do. I think the point of them is to seem effective, to give the appearance of obviousness, readability. Red means stop. Red means the most extreme condition, condition red. We already have these things in ordinary language. And everybody knows the traffic light code. So it builds on that. And the other good thing about it is it isn't just the color as sensed by our eyes, but it's the names of the colors which have connotations in our language.
But if that's true, Professor, why is it that this congressional study finds that people don't understand what the colors mean?
Because the colors don't mean anything. I think people's response to them is quite accurate. They provide an illusion of security, but they are actually symptoms of insecurity. In other words, I'm sure traffic lights in Baghdad around this time are about as reliable as our color-coded alert system. And people recognize this. That's why everybody makes fun of it. We were just talking here about condition orange, which is the usual condition. It doesn't mean anything. People don't know what to do. Should I go out and buy duct tape? Should I stay home today? Should I not fly? It's just a way of the government to pretend that it's in control and that it has some kind of way of sending a message about its control.
Is it possible to create a series of symbols that would work to convey a message, whether or not you agree with that message or think the message is correct? Or do you believe that the message itself has to have a kind of integrity, has to be true in some way?
Yes. I think that there is no system of symbols that by itself guarantees integrity. You actually have to have real meanings that connect to symbols. You have to have them be consistent, reliable. The color-coded alert system, it gives the illusion of being like a stoplight system, but it's not connected to anything real. It's connected to, well, intelligence, I guess, which has produced remarkably obscure, contradictory results and is always the subject of political spin. It's not a question of saying, let's replace it with numbers or let's say condition A, B, C, D. No system works if you do not have integrity behind it.
W.J.T. Mitchell, professor of English and art history at the University of Chicago and editor-in-chief of the journal Critical Inquiry, thanks for coming in to speak with us.
My pleasure, Alex.
Thanks also to Day-to-Day's Shireen Meraji. This was her favorite street interview on the subject of the color code. She was speaking with Gordon Bartlett.
Do you know what color we're in today by any chance?
No, I don't.
Can you make a guess?
How about yellow?
Why do you think yellow?
Well, actually, I'm just guessing, but Well, I can't say. It just appealed to me. I guess I like the color yellow.